My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, essential for a quality of life today and moving forward and in our future. Sitting back and waiting, not so good. Not a luxury that we have any longer. We have to actually be a lot more proactive, ask more questions, and find out the best course of action for us, our life, our lifestyles, our vices, our stress levels, you know, and everybody's individual. Every time I see somebody trying to put everybody into one box, it drives me crazy because everybody may need a completely different path to follow. And that's what asking questions really can help to make things different. And then being able to have that open dialogue with your friends, your family, and your medical practitioners really does help to narrow it down even a little bit more. Every day here on the show, the Staying Healthy radio show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics, the important things that we should be talking about, the things we're hearing about, maybe the things we're dealing with right now ourselves, or maybe the things that we're maybe genetically predisposed to and we're worried about it. And, you know, we want to learn more. Or we have a friend or a family member going through a rough time and knowing a little bit more might help us to help them help themselves. So we try to make sure that we talk about that. I also bring you the best guest in the industry, and that really makes a difference because we have people that are out in the trenches, people that are formulating, people that are truly making a difference out there, and we get to chat with them here. So I do bring you great guests, and it's always a pleasure to have them here. Many of them I've been doing shows with for decades. And some of them are newer educators and newer company founders. But, you know, for the most part, many of them are the people that you would think about talking to when you are thinking about getting healthy, and having their information is truly valuable. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because to me it just makes great sense. They are so good at what they do. And one sign of that is they're celebrating their 35th anniversary this month in March. Tomorrow they're having their celebration. I hope you'll take the time to go celebrate with them. They'll be there from 9 to 6 regular hours, but from 11:30 until 4 p.m., demos, samples, drawings, baskets, giveaways, samples, all kinds of great stuff. And you'll get to come and meet the people from Stay Healthy. I hope you'll take the time to go and enjoy what they've done for the community, help them celebrate. You know, people have been going there, many people, their family and their family's family, you know, have been going there for a long time. And, you know, if you're new to Stay Healthy, you understand what I'm saying. There's nothing better than going someplace with people with knowledge and education and people that have a passion about what they do. And what in the world is more important than having a passion about your health? I do not know. And getting healthy and being healthy and staying healthy and doing it with great support and guidance and knowing that they're always there in this beautiful, wonderfully, fully packed store with the best of the best products every day. Great prices. They're also going to be having tomorrow super specials during the event. So that will only be during the event. So you do want to make sure you come tomorrow. And if you're there between 11:30 and 4, you might walk out with some great specials as well as maybe a basket or a giveaway. So it'll be fun. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can enter your email, and then you'll start getting, you know, downloads of newsletters and coupons and all kinds of good stuff. And it keeps you connected to the store. And while you're at that webpage, make sure you read those rotating and always changing articles on their homepage. It's an industry-based site, so the information and the articles are about as relevant and up-to-date as you can possibly get. Also, giving them a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to the store every single day. Remember, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, push the like button on my page. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page. And unless you want to ask them personally, and then I'll do that as well. And I bring good information that I think is just, you know, thought-provoking and maybe reminding of some of the things we used to know, but maybe we forgot about. So today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Irwin Naturals, and we're going to be talking today about healthy joints. And I thought to myself, you know, I like getting the medical point of view, so I decided to go the medical point of view first to see what they're talking about, and then we'll be able to actually make some differences, you know, in going more natural. For the people that are understanding about joint and osteoarthritis and joint inflammation and things like that, the actual joint itself is the connection between the two bones. So that's between any place where you have a hinge or a ball and socket. It is the joint and its surrounding structures that allows you to bend your elbows and knees and wiggle your hips and bend your back and turn your head and wave your fingers. The smooth tissue called cartilage and synovium and a lubricant called synovial fluid cushion the joints so that bones don't rub together. But let's face it, with increasing age, injury, carrying too much weight, all of them can cause some wear and tear on the cartilage. It's not very uncommon today to hear somebody going to their orthopedic doctor, and the doctor says, you're bone on bone. And that's usually the sentence that they usually say, you know, the cartilage is gone, your bones are rubbing together, and there's damage. And it's got to the point where now you have to have a removal and a replacement of that joint. Sometimes they can do work in there with orthoscopic work, with repairing tears and things like that. But, you know, for the most part, when you're bone on bone, chances are you're going to end up having to have some kind of a replacement done. They say one of the best things we can do is keep active and keep the weight in a healthy range so that you're not carrying so much weight on those joints and causing so much compression. Of course, injuries are also a part of this, and also repetitive work. You know, I can't tell you how many cocktail waitresses I know that have been carrying a tray, that their shoulders and their elbows and their wrist have suffered arthritis. I have people that do repetitive work in factories where they're on assembly lines, the same motion all the time. But this could be any kind of a job at all where you have a repetitive job. Do you have any idea how many dealers that deal cards at a hotel, their neck, their shoulders, their hips, their knees from standing on cement floors, many of them having problems with their joints as well? And then we have the people that, you know, exercise is good, but then we have professional athletes who have really worked their joints into the ground, even though they've been very, very healthy. But it's not, you know, surprising some of them have had to have some joint work done as well. The other thing is, today we have more people that are sedentary than ever before. Couch potatoes, we got the computer groups out there, the people that are glued to the chair all day long. They really have a higher risk for joint pain as well. Less movement means more stiffness of the joint. Getting up, getting moving, changing frequency of your positions, taking a frequent break at work, a stretch, go for a walk, you know, try to take phone calls if you can while standing rather than sitting, ways of helping to kind of monitor your immobility. We know that stronger muscles, because of good exercise and core training, support your joints. We also know that when you start getting really, really healthy and your body gets stronger, your joints will get stronger as well. Because if you don't have enough muscle, your joints take a pounding, especially things like the spine and the hips and the knees, which have to support your entire body weight. Weight training exercises help build muscle and keep your muscles and surrounding ligaments strong. That way your joints won't have to do all the work. A certified personal trainer can show you the best exercises for your healthy joints. And also, if you are out of balance, going to see a chiropractor. You know, you've heard Dr. Nancy Fallon on with me. I recommend her, you know, from my heart because she's so good. Fallon Chiropractic. A lot of people that are working on their joints and working on their muscles and have a sedentary lifestyle, or they overuse and over repetitive abuse their joints, I send them in for chiropractic as well, because there's a balance factor there. Sometimes we don't realize how out of balance we truly are. Make sure that your exercise routines include activities that strengthen the core muscles, your chest, back, and abdomen. Stronger abs and back muscles help to keep your balance and also help us to prevent falling. You know, today they teach a lot of older senior citizens how to find their center balance and give them a stronger core, because it's, you know, you hear of all the time of an older person in the geriatric category falling and losing their balance. And it ends up happening because of the fact that, one, their body's out of balance. One, their equilibrium might not be really good, but also they're not strong. And sometimes we even have to learn to know how to fall. It's important. Slouching. Terrible for your joints. Standing up and sitting straight, protecting your joints from your neck to your knees, is really amazing. If you don't think you're a sloucher, I'll tell you, try this experiment. Turn around backwards up against a wall. Let the back of your heels touch the wall, the back of your calves, your thighs, your buttocks, your back, your shoulders, and your head, so that every part of your body is actually touching the wall. Hold it there for a second. It's going to feel uncomfortable because we're used to slouching. Take one step out and hold that pose for a minute. It's more difficult than you think. And then after the minute, let yourself find your comfortable position, and you'll actually slouch and probably shrink about 2 or 3 inches, because you're going to fall into a slouching position. That's how bad our posture is. It's awkward to have good posture. It just feels weird because we're so used to not having it that we're noticing the difference. Posture is important when lifting and carrying. If you use a backpack, make sure to put it over your shoulders instead of slinging it over one shoulder. Being lopsided puts more stress on your joints. Even carrying a wallet can actually throw off your balance and affect your hip joints. So sometimes not being able to put your wallet in your back pocket is a good thing as well. You know, we don't think about it. If you overwork your muscles, of course, the medical establishment is going to recommend ice, which I do as well. It's a great drug-free pain reliever. It helps reduce swelling and helps to numb the pain. If you have a sore joint, wrap ice in a towel for no more than 20 minutes and then take it off. You can also use bags of frozen vegetables. Bags of frozen peas work great. Of course, eating a great diet. I like the Mediterranean diet for anybody that has joint inflammation or they have a lot of discomfort in their joints, because a Mediterranean diet is a lubricating diet. It's also an anti-inflammatory diet, because you're not eating any of the inflammatory foods. You're eating an anti-inflammatory diet. And to me, that is really, really important. So if you are going to do something in a really good, positive way, the best thing for you to do is to take the time to review your diet as well. And you'd be surprised that there's a lot of stuff going on out there that you can actually do that doesn't even have to be drug-based. Make sure you're getting a good amount of calcium in your diet. A good usable calcium is very effective. And also foods like yogurt and milk, if you can handle dairy, broccoli, kale, figs, fortified foods like soy or almond milk. There's so many things that have calcium. All your green vegetables have calcium as well. So hopefully you'll take the time for that. Well, I want to talk about some of the products from Irwin Naturals that I think will help you focus a little bit more on joint health. The 3-in-1 joint formula, you've heard me talk about this before. When you see a label of an Irwin Naturals product, you will see that there is amazing things to be held and to be seen. And the labels are amazing. Like this will say 3-in-1 joint formula, number 1, rebuild, number 2, lubricate, and number 3, soothe. I love their labels because it makes it very easy for someone that's maybe contemplating one or two products to take a look and say, you know, I really need this. And then I say, this one is different. I could use them both. Or no, this is the way I need to go. The 3-in-1 joint formula combines nutrients and oils and botanical extracts to promote really healthy joint comfort. Now, this formula is designed to support healthy joints in 3 distinct ways. Obviously, the first thing we want to do is rebuild. The well-known ingredients of glucosamine and chondroitin are included in this formula to help rebuild cartilage. The nutrients promote healthy tissues and help to maintain joint structure and mobility. It's also a lubricating product. Now remember, these products from Irwin Naturals are all soft gel, liquid soft gels. Easy to swallow. They break open very easily. They digest very gently and effectively, you know, and I think the biggest thing is they're able to be swallowed so easily. And a lot of people that have trouble swallowing capsules do really well with these. Now, in the lubricated phase, glucosamine and chondroitin enhance the lubricating synovial fluid that cushions and supports the joints. These nutrients support joint comfort. And then you've got the soothing aspect. This formula enhances by the inclusion of omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil and flaxseed oil, also delivering a blend of soothing botanical extracts, including boswellia, turmeric, and stinging nettle. Now, those things are very, very effective. So when you look at this entire product, who's a candidate? Well, I would say anybody that's really active, anybody that has a very physically active lifestyle, as well as many people that are just really sedentary and they're noticing they've got a lot of, you know, stiffness in their neck and their shoulders and their back and their joints. It's also effective for people that are exercising and people want to repair and rebuild and lubricate and soothe those joints. Is there an age on this? No, not really. I would say anybody that's active can use it. I think from very young adults all the way up to the elderly geriatric category. Now, I know people that are using this and have found it to be very effective. I know people that are professionally active. They're using it as well. And then I've got a group of people that have learned that sitting at their desk has made them more sore than overworking themselves. You know, I have a friend that was in a very physically active job for a very long time, over 20 years. And used to complain all the time and say, you know what? You know, I just want to get myself out of this eventually and get into a job where I can sit at a desk and relax and not abuse my muscles and my joints. So he got exactly that. And for the first couple months, he was like, oh, so much better. My joints feel a little bit better. And now 5-6 years into it, he's in terrible pain. He is at that desk 8 to 10 hours every single day. His activity has gone down. He's put on weight on the pouch. You know, he's lost his stomach core muscles. He doesn't have a lot of activity. He's so tired by the time he leaves work that his activity has gone down. Now, the other job kept him active. And even though he was working his body pretty hard, he now is in a situation where he's not working his body at all. So he's experiencing some of these things. So, you know, I recommended him change the diet, more of a Mediterranean diet, which has done remarkable for him because I got all the snacking junk foods and sodas and all that garbage off his desk and out of his drawer. And now he munches mostly on vegetables and some dairy cheese and things like that and nuts. But he doesn't have any of the inflammatory foods anymore. And he said that made a difference. So I know he started on this just a while back, and I know he's doing better. And I think what has made a difference is because he feels better, he started being able to exercise about 3 or 4 times a week. And he said that that has made a difference because both the diet and the supplements and drinking more water has allowed him to be more active. You know, we always want what's on the other side, where they say the grass is always greener, you know, and I've had friends of mine that, you know, have been physically active for a long time. And a good friend of mine was a bartender for 15 years at a big hotel. And he used to always say, I am so exhausted. They run all day up and down the bar, working, working, lifting, working, bending. And he said, you know, one of these days I'm going to get in management. So he went up into management. And now he's just walking around the bars and lots of paperwork, sitting at the desk all the time. And he'll say the same thing. Man, I had no idea how much I miss that activity. It was stressful and painful and felt like I was sore. And I was tired, but, you know, now I'm at the desk and now my body just feels like mush. So activity is extremely important at all stages. It's not uncommon out here for you to see senior citizens out here in Las Vegas at the malls. They're mall walkers. They go there in the morning and they have a door, I think, at the malls where you can go in when you're going to walk, and they walk the malls. They walk the top floor, the bottom floor, and they are not, and you'll see them over the months. Many of them start with using walkers and then going to canes and things like that. That's all I can say is, you know, you have a good chance of, you know, being able to get better just by being active. And the active seniors today, they have a stronger core. Their backs are better. They're in less pain because they're mobile. and they're flexible. And these are all things that really add to, you know, getting older in a healthier way. If you're not doing any kind of an activity, or sometimes we just use the excuse that I'm too sore to exercise. I get it. Sometimes at the beginning, you just need to find out what you can do and start there. And then before you know it, you'll be doing a little bit more. It's that initial start that is the beneficial thing for the joints. And of course, putting nutrition into your body that works and soothes and rebuilds and lubricates and helps to balance and be nutritionally aimed at those joints. Because there's nothing worse than just finding out that you wasted so much time, and now that you have the time and the energy, you just don't have the strength to be able to get up and get going. And if you're by yourself, maybe you've lost your spouse, and maybe you don't know a lot of people in the area, maybe you don't drive anymore, that really does, you know, preclude you from being able to be active. And sometimes people don't know which way to go, so they don't do anything. There are all kinds of organizations out here. If you're in condominiums or townhouses, they usually have functions that are there as well. You can call the senior centers in your area. There's also senior groups. There's also groups that'll come by van and pick you up and take you to places where you can be active. Some insurance companies even work with transportation and gym memberships. So you can actually go to one of the gyms and exercise and take water classes and aerobics classes and some of the stretching classes. You know, so there are things that are available. Do you have to do things? Yeah. Yeah, I do think you need to. And I think you need to take the time to really, truly put yourself into a number one, first and priority position and realize that you have to make the initiative to get going. So this is a great product. I think that it really does make a difference, a 3-in-1 joint. I think that if you take the time to start using it, now they'll recommend up to 6 a day. I think that you, 3 a day would be a great place to start for people that are really in a really run down a kind of situation where they have a lot of pain and discomfort. You may want to do 2 with breakfast, 2 with dinner. I know I have people that are athletes that do 2 at every meal. Some people just take a couple a day. They're using it as a preventive maintenance. And, you know, and I think that that's okay. Whatever you need to do to find your comfort level, I think you're going to be very, very happy with it. You know, people ask all the time, they'll say, you know, am I waiting too long to do this? Well, we can wait too long, obviously. But is anything good bad for you? I don't think so. And I think at any stage of the game, you can make a difference. You know, if you've been eating badly for 60 years, have you done some damage? Probably. Is switching over to a healthy diet today going to be something that you'll benefit from? Well, of course, because you're eating new food every single day. You can make changes. You can adjust. You can change levels in the tissue, in the skeletal part of the body, in the digestive system, in the blood, in the organs, in the brain. You can change the function of your body. So no, I never think it's too late. Do I think it's better that today, in today's world of really bad diets and obesity and inactivity, that people should start earlier? Yeah, of course I do. Do I think realistically a lot of people do it as a preventive? No. I think most people wait until there's a problem. And I think that's just, in my mind, human nature. I don't know what it is exactly that causes us to wait so long, but, you know, we're great excuse makers, and we let a lot of things get in our way. And sometimes it's just because we're just an awesome person. You're somebody who is taking care of everybody else. You're taking care of your friends, your family, your coworkers, your spouse, everybody. You put everybody in front of you. And you're not doing it to be a martyr. You're doing it because it's the person you are. And you keep thinking to yourself, well, I'll get around to that. I'll get in for that colonoscopy. I'll get to the doctor. It doesn't hurt that bad. And then everything is fine and everybody else is happy and they're smiling and everything's good. And then you crash and burn. And everybody just doesn't know what to do. First of all, they're so used to you doing things for them, they don't know what to do. And second of all, you're feeling guilty that you're not doing the things you're used to doing, and you're still not even focusing on your own health. So be that go-to person that you are and take care of everybody around you, but fit in some me time. Because go in for your checkups, make sure you're eating right, make sure you're taking your supplements, make sure you're taking your medications. And if something is wrong, make sure you're going in to get that looked at for you. You know, never feel guilty about taking care of yourself. And never ever think that it has anything to do with all the wonderful things you do for everybody else. You know what? They'll get over it for a period of time while you're taking care of you. Because you know what? Look at it this way. The better you are, the healthier you are, the stronger you are, the more balanced you are, the more you're going to be able to do all those things you love to do for everyone else. But if you crash and burn, you're no good to anybody, including yourself. So when you start thinking, you start feeling some weirdness in your joints and your bones, and you start feeling like, I need to do something. You start making all the noises when you're getting up and down out of a chair. It's taking you a while to get up, having a hard time bending over and tying your shoes, noticing that you've got some discomfort when you're walking. First of all, look into chiropractic. If it's really bad, go in, see an orthopedic doctor, get MRIs if necessary, CAT scans, find out what's going on in there. Don't jump right into opioids, because I'll tell you one thing. This is one of the biggest problems we have in this country right now, is opioid addiction. It only takes about 5 days to get addicted to taking opioids, because the feeling is very, very strong and people like the way it makes them feel, because it makes them out of pain, but it also uplifts their mood. And many people need an uplifted mood, and so they latch onto it. But remember, and I saw this once again up front and personal about a week ago, a really good friend of mine has been on opioids for about 6 years. As much as I have told her to do natural alternatives along with it until she decides to come off of them, she didn't. No oils, no glucosamine, no hyaluronic acid, no turmeric, no MSM, no Boswellia, no vitamins, nothing. She wasn't taking anything because in her mind, convinced by the strength of the opioids, she wasn't hurting. So she figured everything was fine. Opioids do give you relief, but they also put a blanket over the problem. Well, she went in for her test, her normal blood work, and her liver enzymes were off the chart. She had other blood things that were off the chart, high levels of C-reactive protein, inflammatory levels off the chart. The doctor says, no more opioids. So when she ran out, she says, what do I do? And he said, you know, change your diet, more oils in your diet. He recommended what I did, a Mediterranean diet, lots of water, start exercising, get the mobility, flexibility going, because she didn't do any of these things because the drug was making her feel better. And she kept needing more of it. So he had to titrate her down. And now she's titrated off completely. And I think it's been a couple of weeks when I just saw her that she'd been off of them. And I said, how are you? And she was a mess. She broke down right in front of me. I said, what's the matter? She said, I am 10 times worse now than I was before I started taking the medicine. And I just stood there and I crossed my arms and I looked at her and I listened. And she said, I just can't believe it. And I said, what do you mean you can't believe it? I said, you've been covering up the fire for years. And every time it started to blaze again in a flame, you take another pill and you put out the fire. And when it did it again, you take another pill. Do you think that any of those medications made a difference to the way and the health and the structure of your joints? And she said, you know, I know. And I said, what do you think they did? And she says, well, exactly what you always told me. They covered up the problem. And I said, right. Now you have a reality check. Now you know how bad they are because you did nothing to help them along the way. All you did was shut them up and tape the mouth closed so they couldn't talk and scream. I said, now the tape is off and they're voicing their opinion and they're not happy. She said, I know. So she's eating the Mediterranean diet. She's taking lots and lots of omega-3s. I recommended the 3-in-1 joint formula to her. I said, you need two with every meal. I said, I would do the maximum for a while because she's barely moving, you know, and I recommended some of the turmeric as well. We'll talk about that after the break. I think she's going to do better. It's going to take her a little while because she's got, you know, 6 years of abuse that she was actually doing to her body and not listening. So remember, if you're on opioids and you may feel better with them, first of all, get your organs and your liver checked to make sure there's no out-of-control liver enzymes. And number two, keep in mind that diet and supplements work under the surface to make the joints healthier while the opioids and pain meds are just covering up the problem. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Estropause, menopause support, is formulated specifically for aging women. Female support. Menopause is a natural stage of life that all women must go through. To make the transition smooth and easy, many women require additional support. Minerals. Calcium and magnesium are two of the most important minerals for premenopausal women and support the structure and function of bones, muscles, and nerves. Botanicals. This multi-approach formula contains women's health herbs, including black cohosh, chasteberry, and red clover. Ginseng has been traditionally used as a tonic to combat physical fatigue and to support cognitive function. Estropause Menopause Support delivers powerful ingredients to promote female health throughout all stages of menopause. Find Estropause from Irwin Naturals at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Power to sleep PM. Wake up refreshed. Attaining restful and sustained sleep is fundamental to health and well-being. That is why we created Power to Sleep PM. This unique combination of natural ingredients can help you relax before bed, sleep soundly throughout the night, and wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. Power to Sleep PM promotes relaxation. A combination of soothing nutrients can help to relax the body and calm the mind. Stimulate sleep. Melatonin and GABA help to promote the onset of sleep and are keys to maintaining a normal sleep cycle. Restores nutrients. L-theanine helps to reduce the effects of stress, while essential minerals, calcium and magnesium, plus omega-3 fatty acids support whole body health. This advanced formula focuses on these three targeted areas to promote restful sleep without causing early morning drowsiness. Power to Sleep PM from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. ProstaStrong is a comprehensive formula developed to support the prostate gland. This multi-nutrient blend includes a combination of herbs and nutrients to uniquely support prostate health. Healthy prostate. Saw palmetto berries and pumpkin seeds contain natural fatty acids and plant sterols that supply valuable nutritional support for the prostate gland. Urinary flow. This formula supplies Pygium and Graminex to support healthy urinary flow in men as they age. Antioxidant support. Lycopene, a natural tomato extract, delivers beneficial nourishment for the prostate. ProstaStrong also contains quercetin, a flavonoid with powerful antioxidant properties. ProstaStrong focuses on these three targeted areas and combines supportive nutrients for optimal prostate health. This advanced formula includes healthy levels of omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. Find ProstaStrong from Irwin Naturals at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you about the celebration at Stay Healthy Health Food Store tomorrow, March 2nd. They're celebrating their 35th anniversary. The store will be open from 9 to 6, as always on a Saturday, but from 11:30 to 4 p.m., they're going to have demos and giveaways and drawings and samples and all kinds of great stuff. They're really hoping you can come out and help them celebrate their 35th anniversary here in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they do it right every day. Come and meet the most knowledgeable staff. If you've never been, it'd be a great time to go. And as well, you know, come and help them celebrate. I think you'll really have a good time, and I think it'll be a really good event. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're talking joint health. We went through a lot of the medical establishment suggestions at the beginning of the show, and then we talked about the 3-in-1 joint formula. I want to talk about another product they make that I think makes really good sense, and I think it could be used either with or separate than the 3-in-1 joint formula. It's a product called Collagen Strong UC2, which is basically your cartilage 2 joint builder. This product, as you see right on the front of the label, it'll say UC2 collagen, glucosamine, plus chondroitin and turmeric, comfort and mobility. I love their labels. It just makes it easy. This is a comprehensive formula combining many of nature's most sought-after joint-optimizing ingredients all in one bottle. Featuring UC2 collagen with UndeNature's type 2 collagen for its ability to support joint health. Clinical demonstrated research shows that UC2 can promote healthy joint function, including mobility, flexibility, and comfort. And you know, when you're hurting, who doesn't want that? This formula delivers 1,500 milligrams of daily servings of glucosamine hydrochloride. Glucosamine, you know, is an important factor in maintaining joint cartilage and overall joint health. It's also paired with chondroitin sulfate, a common ingredient in joint health formulas. Flaxseed oil supplies nourishing plant oils. Grapeseed extract, vitamin C are integrated as protective antioxidants. If that wasn't enough, this formula also has Indian frankincense or boswellia and turmeric, which are powerful Ayurvedic herbs traditionally used to support joint health. So take the Collagen Strong Joint Builder daily as part of your joint maintenance routine, so that you're not only able to continue doing the things you're doing, but maybe you'll be able to get a little bit some of the stuff back that we've lost. And I think that's really the important thing with the joint category today. Yes, there are people that have damaged them so far that the only thing they can do are pain meds and replacement therapy of the joint. So they may have to go in for a hip or a knee replacement because it's gone. I get it. People ask me all the time, they'll say, you know, Jeff, I had my left knee done or I had my left hip done. Do I still need to take my joint supplements? And I've learned the way to answer this question. I said, our bodies have a memory. They know what it did and what we did to cause that joint to get so bad that it was deteriorated and it had to be replaced. And if we're already predisposed either by lifestyle or genetics to having joints that deteriorate, wouldn't it make sense that we would have other joints that could end up following the same routine, same protocol? And to me, that just makes really good sense. I've had friends over the years that have had a knee replacement, a hip replacement, and we've had long talks about Mediterranean diets for the oils and the lubrication and cutting back on inflammation. We talked about water and hydration and exercise, but they never really did anything with their supplements and nothing to help to keep the other joints healthy, because obviously it wasn't going to affect a new joint, a metal joint or a ceramic or ball and socket joint. It's not going to work there. It may work on the inflammatory levels around that joint, but it was primarily for the other joints. And the ones that listened have done remarkably well, and they really haven't seen the advancement of the joints. And many of them go to orthopedics because they go in for checkups because they had orthopedic surgeons. So they do commonly check the other joints at least every 6 months to see how everything else is doing and to see if they're going to have the same situation on the other side of the body or in another joint. And the ones that have listened have found pretty good situations, and many of them been able to get off their pain meds because that problem is gone. Hopefully they have a doctor that gets them off of them when it's no longer needed. And the ones that did not listen, even they had the new joint, they were like, oh, I'm fixed, I'm perfectly good, you know, I don't need to do anything else anymore, usually end up having problems somewhere else. Because of inactivity, because of inflammatory diets, because of food that doesn't do any building and rebuilding and soothing and healing and lubricating. You know, they're still eating all the junk all the time. They usually end up with another problem. And I mean, I have a lady friend of mine who abused her body her entire life. You wouldn't know it now, but for 40 years that I've known her, she was terrible. She has two hips artificial, two artificial knees. She's had all four of them done. Now, she exercises every day. She doesn't smoke. She eats great food. She uses all kinds of oils. She juices. She does smoothies. She does everything. And if you ask her if she would ever, she would never go back. But along the way, she didn't do any changes. It was really interesting that all of a sudden she just woke up after that last surgery and said, that's it. I'm done. And remarkable. Got the weight off. She looks amazing. She has a great gait. You wouldn't even know that she's bionic in there. You would have no clue, but she is. But now you couldn't turn her around. She uses all kinds of great nutrients. She knows that, you know, she dealt cards for years. Her shoulders and her wrist and her elbows are going to be privy to things. So she takes stuff for those. And then she takes a wide array of nutrients and she's amazing. I've got other people that do nothing and they're suffering for it. You can't rely on pain medication to pick up the slack of an inactive, really not taking responsibility lifestyle. And that's exactly what we do. When we're hurting, what do? We go to the doctor and we tell them we're in pain. I get it. Been in pain, been there, done that. I get it. Have I used pain medication off and on over the years? Yes, but I used it for what it was worth. You know, I used it at a time to get me through something or to recovery from something. And then I stopped them because I don't want that monkey on my back. I've seen too many people. I've lost too many people that were these brilliant, amazing people that succumbed to opioid death because they got so hooked they couldn't get off of it. No way. But I also understand that we have to take responsibility and realize that if we let ourselves go and we have a dose of it right now, it's going to get worse and we're going to not be able to have a quality of life. Longevity of life is great, but quality doesn't always equal quantity. We want both. We want to live a long, healthy life. We want to make sure that we've got quality and quantity together, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can do. If you were to ask yourself and in the mirror and say, am I doing everything I can do to be healthy? You know you're going to say no. Even when you're doing some, we all could do more. Are you eating right every day? No. Are you getting good night's rest? No. Are you eating an anti-inflammatory diet? No, 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 no. Are you drinking plenty of water? Maybe. Are you as active as you could be? Most likely not. These are things we can control. You can't control life's degeneration. You can't control the things you're genetically predisposed to. It doesn't mean you'll always get it, but it does mean it's in the bloodline. But we can control some things. We can control all the things on the food we put in our mouth. We can control the supplements we take to get healthy. We can control getting a good night's rest, going to bed earlier, or using something to knock us out and help us sleep and get what we need to rejuvenate our body. You can control your activity. You can control your stress. But, you know, if we don't do the things that we can do, the things that we can't fix are going to take us down. And you see it all the time. I've seen these amazing, healthy people that I've known for a long time that just through the years had great genetics. And they were just able to live a good, healthy life because of the things that they do. And not going above and beyond, but just, you know, living healthy lives. They came from good bloodlines. But then they got to the point in their life, their mid-40s and 50s, when they should have started doing more or better care and taking better care of themselves, from diet to exercise to mobility to sleep and all that. And they didn't. And then all of a sudden, you see them a couple years later and you're thinking, wow, what happened? And they're just like, I don't know, just everything started to break down. Did you ever notice when you buy a cell phone and it's about a month before your contract runs up, it starts really not functioning well because you hit that point and things start to break down out of the blue? It's slower. You don't get all your emails. It doesn't download well. Have you ever noticed that maybe about 5,000 miles right after your warranty, extended warranty on your car expires, and now you don't have that extended warranty, that things start to break down? Kind of makes you wonder, huh? I think our bodies work the same way. I think that we are in a part of our world today where we are experiencing things that are coming at us out of the blue, kind of in a sneaky fashion. They're kind of waiting, lurking in the dark, and just waiting for us to let our guards down. Or they're just like, well, I don't have to wait. This one's been letting his guard down for years. He hasn't done anything good. Let's just take over. And they do. You know, we have to take responsibility. Joint problems are on the rise. They're not going down. And the thing is, it's so much different today than it's been in the past. When I used to do radio shows 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, first of all, we didn't have all of these amazing formulas. We had some basic things that we could recommend. We didn't have the luxury of blends. We didn't have the luxury of using collagen and boswellia and turmeric and all these things. We didn't have them. We didn't have any of that stuff to talk about. We had some basic things, some minerals and some herbal anti-inflammatories, but not much to work with. Today, it's a luxury. But back then, I used to talk to people over 60. You know, you're getting up there in years. You might want to think about your joints. The conversation today, I've got people in their late 20s with joint problems. If you're 25 years old today, you have been born, raised, and suckled on fast food. Your entire life has been processed foods. And unless you bucked the system and became a vegan or a vegetarian, or you decided that along the way you were going to eat really good food and not follow suit with the normal standard American diet, you have been, well, raised on processed foods. That means little to no nutrients, high inflammatory, high omega-6 foods, trans fat, saturated fat, junk food, deep fried, low nutrition, good tasting, low quality food. What do you think that has done? Well, what we've seen is that it's made people unhealthy at a younger age. These one-time geriatric problems that only afflicted older people, no longer the norm. Now younger people are having them the same as older people. And actually, the older people are healthier because the first 50 years of their life, they did it right. They ate good vegetables and fruits and proteins. They didn't start eating the junk until they were probably in their 60s. So they had a foundation in their body. Today, you're 25, you have no foundation. You have no buildup of healthy nutrients. You don't have any track record of doing anything really healthy. We don't. It's just because this is where we have fallen as a nation. We've fallen into this unhealthy way of living and eating, and we're paying the price. So absolutely, it's something that we need to take a look at sooner than later. So when you think about joint health and you're deciding you're going to change your diet, maybe you're going to slide over to a Mediterranean diet, you're going to start eating better and healthier, get more of these lubricating, healing, anti-inflammatory oils, omega-3s, fish oil, flaxseed oil, all that good stuff. And you think to yourself, well, I think I need to start pinpointing my nutrition. Keep in mind that 3-in-1 joint formula from Irwin Naturals. Keep in mind the Collagen Strong, the UC2 Joint Builder. Try them both. You know, maybe try one of each in the morning and one of each at night, or maybe a heavier dose on the 3-in-1 and then bring some of the collagen in as well. You're going to notice that you're going to feel better. And you know the thing about it is, you know you're feeling better because you're the one on the inside looking out. I have two friends of mine right now that take a lot of products from Irwin Naturals, and both of them have joints problems. And they pretty much live similar lifestyles. They're the same age. I've known them forever. The one is taking two of each of the collagen and two of each of the 3-in-1 joint formula and getting fantastic results. The other one is taking one of each every day and getting remarkable results. It's different. Our bodies process differently. You can't base your today on somebody else's history or their present success because there's too many factors between you that are different. You just have to ask questions about you and your lifestyle and the things that you're doing and what are applicable to your world and to your health, because, you know, you can still follow the same protocol, but dosages may be differently. Diets may need to be tweaked just a little differently as well. You have to look at things on a different level because you're not the same. I've told you this story a million times. I've waited on two or three or four sets of identical twins over my lifetime. They're not the same genetically. Yeah. Blood, no tissue. Yeah. But what if one of them lives in a part of the country that's polluted and the other one lives out in the mountains? What if one of them drinks and one of them smokes and the other one doesn't? One has got overweight and the other one is in shape and runs 10 miles a day. What if one has no stress and they're financially secure and the other one's scraping money just to pay for food? These are all different things that affect the same individual person, basically, when you're talking twins. Do you think they're going to both be equally the same level of health? Of course not. What you do, what you don't do, how you don't do it every day adds up to who you are as the state of health of that individual person that you've become. A lot more of it are the things that we do. When it comes to your joints, you need to take care of them. You know, it's like your feet. People don't think about your feet. Your feet, that surface on the bottom, that little 4.5 inch by anywhere from 7 up to 15 inches on the bottom, support the entire weight of your body. Do you ever think about how that balancing act is? But if you have arthritis and you've got joint pain in your toes or your ankles or your knees or your hips, do you know how that's going to disrupt your gait and how you walk? I have a very good friend that had a terrible hip on the left side. And let it go too long, and his gait was so disrupted that he had to move his body differently to walk, that he completely destroyed the knee on the right side because he had to alter the way he walked to take the pain off the hip. So he had to have the left hip and the right knee done because of gait, because of the damaging effects. If you damage one and you don't do anything, you're going to damage another because you're going to walk differently because you're going to hurt the one way and you're going to find a way to walk, a way to sit, a way to lay down that takes some of the pain away. And if you cover it up completely with pain medication, it's going to continue to be damaged. There's a fire underneath the blanket. You just can't see it until you stop taking it. So when you go to Stay Healthy, check out all the products. All of them. They're amazing products from Irwin Naturals. Check out this 3-in-1 joint formula. Make sure to check out the collagen joint formula as well. Like I said, they're all liquid soft gels, so they're so easy to swallow, so easy to digest, and they break down so quickly. You know, even sometimes when you have a digestive system that doesn't work really well, these are still very digestible. And I think that's been a really great plus to this line. And their line has just grown miraculously. And great, relevant products all the time. So Friday today, another week in the books. I hope that many of you will go see the folks that Stay Healthy tomorrow and help them celebrate what they have been doing for this community for the last 35 years, supporting people's health, getting people headed in the right direction, being there during the times and fighting all the way to hold on to the right to be able to provide nutrients and supplements for all their customers that go there, carrying the best quality products right from the very beginning, having the most knowledgeable staff. And tomorrow, open 9 to 6, but from 11:30 till 4 is going to be their celebration. All kinds of giveaways and basket giveaways, and there's going to be 7 or 8 demo tables there giving samples, and you can try things and ask questions and meet people, and I think you'll have a wonderful time. I hope that you'll take the time to go by and thank them for what they've done, because they've done amazing things over their 35 years. And, you know, for many people that, you know, they become their go-to place, they'll tell you, you know, without their guidance and their support, you know, a lot of people would be in pretty dire straits with their health, because a lot of people go there when they've tried other things and failed or didn't get the information they needed to make better, wiser, healthier, decisive decisions about their health. And they went there, and like in one time visiting, they learned more than they've learned, you know, all the time up to that point. These people are so good at what they do. Go help them celebrate tomorrow. 35th anniversary, Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. It's an industry-based site. Make sure to read those articles, relevant, up-to-date articles on the homepage that change frequently. So when you're there, stop there first, read the articles, increase your knowledge, you know, bring yourself up to date on what's going on in the industry, what's new on the natural products industry, and then go through the webpage and check some things out. While you're there, enter your email address, and you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and in-the-know information, things that we need to know that keep us connected to the industry, as well as to Stay Healthy. StayHealthyLasVegas.com, that's their webpage. Don't forget to give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well for your daily post, as well as some enlightening information. Keep you connected to them on a daily basis. Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner, Rancho and Charleston. Regular hours Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 till 6. They're closed on Sunday. And remember, tomorrow, March 2nd, celebrating their 35th anniversary. They'll have their festivities between 11:30 and 4. Like I said, about 6 or 7 demo tables will be set up. You can talk to people about so many different lines, basket giveaways, gift giveaways, samples, all kinds of fun stuff. You know, I think that for the people that I know that are going, they want to go just to say thank you, you know, for your 35 years here. They're the Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You know, today in the big world of congested, gigantic conglomerates, mom and pop, you know, a thank you to them for hanging around and doing what they do and for giving individual, you know, one-on-one quality service for such a long time. Because, you know, you get lost in the big places, but the small businesses, the ones that I choose to frequent, are the ones that have worked hard to be able to be there for their customers. Tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. I'm here talking about the things that are important to talk about, the healthy topics, the relevant topics, the things that are concerning to us, or they should be, the things we're dealing with, afraid of, hearing about, suffering with, genetically predisposed to. We want to know about them. We want to make sure that we have the availability of the knowledge. We want to be able to make wise, healthy, decisive decisions. And at the same time, we want to be able to make sure that we are doing everything we can do. We don't want to find out a year down the road that we've been heading completely in the wrong direction because we didn't ask any questions. And we spent a lot of money, lost a lot of time, and we're no better than when we started, when we can correct it by a really good conversation and getting our GPS headed in the right area. And I think that's truly, truly important. So check out the full line of Irwin Naturals. Great prices on the entire line every single day. Low everyday prices on all of them. Don't forget to check out their turmeric products as well to go along with the 3-in-1 joint formula and the collagen joint formula. Check those out. And if you have questions, ask them. They will help you. They will answer your questions. They will show you the differences between other lines, and they'll tell you what you might want to try. So head there tomorrow for their industry celebration. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.